This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Biden joins Trump on the campaign trail. We have the story.
Police standoff near Wesley Medical Center. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The city of Wichita will have more tools to combat crime. A look at the equipment to be used coming up.
President Biden campaigned for Vice President Harris in Philadelphia Tuesday, saying the VP is going to take the country, quote, in her own direction, while former President Trump wants to go back to failed ways of the past.
Every president has to cut their own path. That's what I did. I was loyal to Barack Obama, but I cut my own path as president. That's what Kamala's going to do. She'll be, she's been loyal so far, but she's going to cut her own path. How to further economic growth. How to keep making it easier to start and grow. How to make a border more secure. How to make health care even more affordable.
The swing state of Pennsylvania is a toss-up for the vice president and former President Trump, though she has a slight lead according to the latest Real Clear Politics polling average.
Former President Trump spoke in Atlanta for a campaign event, vowing to improve the economy if he's elected.
We will create millions of new, great-paying jobs. Wages will soar. Your taxes are going to fall. You saw that. Your net worth will skyrocket. America will be confident again.
And a man is being treated following a police standoff in East Wichita Tuesday afternoon. This was in the 3800 block of East Edgemont near Central and Hillside. A 22-year-old man had poured gasoline on his home and himself. Public Information Officer Chris Gupulin says SWAT negotiators were eventually able to make contact with the man.
They were able to reestablish communication with the subject inside, and at that point they were able to get him to peacefully surrender and come outside.
The man underwent decontamination procedures before being taken to a treatment facility.
The Wichita City Council approving funding to expand the city's crime-fighting efforts.
The city of Wichita will purchase 31 Flock license plate readers to add to its network of 160. The city will also purchase more gunshot detection devices to double the coverage from 2 square miles to 4. Police Captain Aaron Moses says the equipment has resulted in recovered stolen property and a drop in violent crime.
A decrease in drive-by shootings over the five-year average of 12%. A decrease in aggravated assault and aggravated battery with firearms where they are discharged of 5% over the five-year average.
While some have privacy concerns with the technology, Moses explained the pictures taken by the system are purged after 30 days unless needed in a trial. 10 of the readers will cost roughly $151,000 over 5 years. An additional 21 readers and the gunshot detection expansion will cost around $186,000 in the first year and $183,000 in year two. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And the equipment will be placed in crime hotspots around the city.
Military aid to Israel could be at risk if the country doesn't allow more humanitarian aid to reach Gaza.
The amount of food, water, medicine, and other critical aid reaching Gaza has fallen sharply.
In fact, it has fallen by over 50% from where it was at its peak.
State Department spokesman Matt Miller describing why Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wrote a letter to Israeli counterparts setting a 30-day deadline to increase the flow of assistance.
But our hope is that Israel will make the changes that we have outlined and that we have recommended, and that the result of those changes will be a dramatic increase in humanitarian assistance.
A similar letter was sent to Israeli officials in April that led to more aid getting to Gaza. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Talking college football tonight, getting ready for K-State's road game on Saturday. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A new hope for people with ALS. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
KNSS.
The KNSS Morning News, 7:08 now, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will consider applications for federal grant money. County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News He has mixed feelings about the grant process.
There's two schools of thought here. One is you can just cry at the system and cry foul, and which we do plenty of, and I do plenty of, and I think this system is a little inefficient, frankly, and broken. But when you're doing that, if you're a little stubborn in that regard, then you're not competing for the dollars to come back here locally, dollars that are that should be qualified and we should contend for and should compete for.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Ukraine's plan to win the war against Russia might become a little clearer.
President Volodymyr Zelensky's so-called victory plan has so far been kept mostly secret. Today, the Ukrainian leader will reveal some of the details before his country's parliament. Although world leaders such as President Joe Biden have been kept informed, none of Ukraine's allies have publicly endorsed the plan. It's said to have political, military, diplomatic, and economic elements. Ukraine is struggling in this phase of the war, suffering losses of land and troops along the Eastern Front. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
DNA helped identify remains found in a Colorado freezer as a teenager missing for nearly 20 years.
What makes this story so eerie is that the freezer was in a house that had been sold several times since the victim went missing. Amanda Lareal Overstreet had not been heard from since April 2005. She was 16 when she disappeared. The identification doesn't mean the investigation is over. Mesa County detectives continue to look into the circumstances surrounding her death. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A new hope for people with ALS.
A California biopharmaceutical company seeking approval for a new medication for ALS, the progressive neurodegenerative disease that impairs muscle function, eventually robbing the patient of their ability to walk, talk, eat, and even breathe. Nuvivo submitting the application for the drug to the FDA, which says the company's eligible for accelerated approval and priority review. The chief medical officer of Nuvivo tells Fox News Digital the drug is the first ALS treatment shown to preserve lung function. Leading cause of death for ALS patients is respiratory failure. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And to look at our traffic update here on the Wednesday morning commute, I'm looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam, the one up at the Canal Route and 21st Street up north. Seeing a little bit of slow-moving traffic along 21st Street east of that location there. Kind of between I-135 and Grove on 21st. A little slowdown, especially in the westbound lanes. It's traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Kind of a cool morning, Ted. It's a good thing I've got this Prairie Fire coffee.
It sure is.
Right here to keep me warm.
It's full to the brim.
That's right. 7-Eleven now, Steve and Ted, and time for the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Oh, frosty.
Yeah, frosty, but yeah.
Yeah, you guys are making it through the morning, though. I don't hear any teeth chattering, you know, as I ask how you're doing. But I wouldn't be surprised if there were a lot of people out there maybe turning those furnaces, those heaters on for the first time this season. Because right now, we're actually currently sitting below freezing. So that's exactly why a freeze warning is going to remain in effect all the way through 9 a.m. Should be allowed to expire in a couple of hours. And then temperature is only going to warm up so much, similar to yesterday. You know, we had that cool, sunny afternoon. Today going to be very similar with a high of only 62 degrees with more sunshine. Now with northeast wind going to switch back out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Winds are light right now, but turning breezy again just as we progress through the day. Clear skies tonight, but with that southerly breeze still at 10 to 20 miles an hour, this is going to help keep our temperatures elevated. So a low of 42, that south wind just going to keep us from dropping below freezing again. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, 71 degrees, a little bit warmer, you know, with that strong southerly breeze. And then once we get to Friday, wrapping up the work week, still dry with a high of 74 and fair skies. Winds are still going to be gusty at times, though. Once we get into the weekend, here's when rain chances are going to make a return. Now, it doesn't look like a washout, as by Saturday, we're only looking at a 20% chance for rain, possibly a rumble of thunder, and then only a 10% chance on Sunday. Highs over the weekend going to be in the lower 70s. By early next week, next Monday, 20% chance as a front moves through that we continue to possibly have some rainfall, and then we'll dry back out after that. High of 71 early next week on Monday, and then drier skies with a warm high of 75 Tuesday. So right now, we're at 30 degrees, light northwest wind at 3 miles an hour, and sky still virtually clear.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:13, Steve and Ted, the 16th day of October. We had a sunny, breezy day across south-central Kansas Tuesday, Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 64 degrees, normal high 71.
Yeah, we hadn't had a breezy day in a while.
Yeah.
Seems like it's been pretty calm lately, but yesterday finally got that wind, especially if it's coming out of the north a little bit.
Freeze warning overnight, then you said Ronell just told us we're down to 30 degrees right now, so that's below freezing, as I understand it. On this date in 1995, the Million Man March, a gathering of black men meant to foster unity in the face of economic and social issues affecting African Americans, was held in Washington, D.C., the Million Man March. Birthdays today. Actor-director Tim Robbins is 66 years old today.
We just talked about him.
Yeah. He's best known for portraying Andy Dufresne in the film The Shawshank Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he was Jacob Singer in Jacob's Ladder, as well as winning an Academy Award and Golden Globe for his role in Mystic River in 2003. I did not know that. I know I've read that or seen that movie. I need to see it again, I guess.
I think more of Bull Durham when I think
Bull
of
Durham.
Him.
Yeah, where he's
Tim Robbins,
Lelouch or whatever that guy's name is.
Lelouch, yeah.
The guy who is somewhat wild. There you go. Yeah, that's quite a character. All right, he's having a birthday. He's already
How old is he?
66 years old today.
66, Tim Robbins. Woo.
Yesterday, we really got into Halloween decorations here with Steve and Ted. Talked about all the skeletons that are available out there and the witches that people are putting in their yards.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we were talking about those burglaries, what, Monday was it?
Boy, no, it was yesterday.
Yesterday?
We just had tons and tons of burglaries all morning long on the police scanner.
I snipped an email off to one of our alleged police department contacts yesterday asking if, just pointing that out, was that what it is? Were they? And, of course, I got absolutely no response at all. So.
Well, I mean, of course, Monday we didn't have any, and today
we didn't have any.
But so. Yesterday it just seemed like every 10 minutes there's another burglary.
We thought maybe it was one guy in a pickup truck just going around and snatching witches and goblins and skeleton dogs and so forth. Anyway, we did some shopping, online window shopping, and found I think it was $300 for the 12-foot skeleton with the crazy eyes.
Mm.
Yesterday, my wife, Shelley, and I, and our daughter, Stacy, and her grandson, Luke, met for lunch at a little place over on Waco, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there eating lunch, and I happen to glance up to my right, and up in the corner, standing in a corner, is one of those 12-foot skeletons. And his eyes are just doing all kinds of weird stuff. And I'm saying, man, that is creepy. But, wow. That's scary stuff going on out there with the Halloween decorations. All right, it's 7:16, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it's sports time again with Ted Woodward, sir.
And we'll talk college football tonight,
okay,
as it's the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show, the head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. 17th-ranked Kansas State is on the road Saturday night at West Virginia. Oh, boy, a night game in West Virginia.
That'll be great.
Those fans will be lit. Both teams are 2-1 in the conference. K-State is favored by a field goal on the road. K-State at West Virginia Saturday night. So a lot to talk about tonight on the Coach Kleiman Show with Chris Kleiman. And that is 7 o'clock tonight over on KFH. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs are coming off a bye week. They did not play last weekend. They're getting ready for a road game at San Francisco Sunday right here on KNSS. Head coach Andy Reid talks about what gets done and evaluated all during the bye week.
We actually have a continuous self-scout that we do throughout and covered there and look at it. And we've got areas to improve. Not necessarily going to go through those areas, but there are things that we can definitely improve on. Both sides of the ball, special teams. So we've got and special teams. So we were able to go back and look at some of that.
We have areas to improve. I'm not going to talk about that with the media. But, yeah, the Chiefs getting ready for that road game at the 49ers coming up on Sunday. You'll be able to hear that game right here on KNSS. Of course, leading into that, right here with Steve and Ted, we have the Minute with Mitch, as we do every Thursday morning in the 8 o'clock hour, and then our full live interview with Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, on Friday morning at 8:12. Make sure you're here for that. That's always good radio. All right, so let's get you all caught up on what's going on in sports here at midweek.
Legendary quarterback Tom Brady now has a minority stake in the Las Vegas Raiders, taking 5% control of the team after the deal was approved by NFL owners on Tuesday. It took owners 17 months to approve the deal due to Brady's job as a broadcaster with Fox and concerns that he was receiving too much of a discount from Raiders majority owner Mark Davis. Brady, a seven-time Super Bowl champion, retired from playing after the 2022 season, following 23 seasons in the NFL, spent with the Patriots and the Buccaneers. In other NFL news, the quarterback situation in Pittsburgh is getting interesting. Justin Fields has started the first six games of the season, with the Steelers going 4-2 to begin the year. But with Russell Wilson a full participant in practice last week, the starting job is up in the air as Pittsburgh prepares to face the Jets on Sunday Night Football.
Now it's about, you know, knocking the rust off. He did some of that last week. He is in consideration this week. We'll see where that leads us, man.
That was courtesy of the Steelers as head coach Mike Tomlin spoke to reporters today. Tomlin and the Steelers were also thrown a curveball with the news that the Jets acquired six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Davante Adams from the Raiders. The Steelers are coming off a victory over Las Vegas, though Adams did not play with a hamstring injury.
I was getting ready for Davante last week. I'm getting ready for Davante this week.
In Major League Baseball, there is just one postseason game on the Tuesday schedule. The Yankees are looking to take a commanding 2-0 lead in the ALCS over the Guardians, with first pitch scheduled for 7:38 Eastern. The National League Championship Series between the Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers takes a day off before Game 3 is played Wednesday at Citi Field in New York. That series is tied at one game apiece after the Mets won on Monday following a loss on Sunday. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Joe Morgan.
Yeah, and the Yankees did win that game last night, so the Yankees up 2-0 in the best of seven over Cleveland for the American League pennant.
All right.
All right, that's sports with Steve and Ted.
And KNSS News Time is 7:21. Keep it here for House Call for Health this morning. List of meat recall stores has grown. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Wednesday morning, 30 degrees. Beirut is rocked by Israeli airstrikes for the first time in 5 years, in 5 days.
Just yesterday, Lebanon's caretaker prime minister said he'd been assured by the US government that Israel was easing off on attacking his country's capital. But Beirut was woken up early this morning by the sound of airstrikes on its southern suburbs. Israel says it was targeting Hezbollah weapons stored in an underground warehouse. Beirut, just one of several parts of Lebanon hit by Israeli warplanes overnight. 18 deaths reported in the east and south. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Police say 46-year-old Tesha Florence called 911 saying she had shot 16-year-old Robert Florence October 9th in Wichita. He died a few days later. Florence is also charged now with aggravated burglary and aggravated assault.
The Wichita City Council has approved funding to expand the city's crime-fighting efforts.
The city of Wichita will purchase 31 Flock license plate readers to add to its network of 160. The city will also purchase more gunshot detection devices to double the coverage from 2 square miles to 4. Police Captain Aaron Moses says the equipment has resulted in recovered stolen property and
a decrease in drive-by shootings over the five-year average of 12%, a decrease in aggravated assault and aggravated battery with firearms where they are discharged of 5% over the five-year average.
10 of the readers will cost roughly $151,000 over 5 years. An additional 21 readers and the gunshot detection expansion will cost around $186,000 in the first year and $183,000 in year two. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And while some have privacy concerns with this technology, Moses explained the pictures taken by the system are purged after a month unless needed in a trial. The equipment will be placed in crime hotspots around the city.
A contentious interview for former President Trump in Chicago as he answered questions on the economy.
By far, the biggest topic of discussion was tariffs, which the interviewer, Bloomberg's editor-in-chief, suggested would hurt our trade partners and increase the national debt. But former President Trump made the case it would protect U.S. jobs and encourage other companies to build factories here.
I know how committed you are to this, and it must be hard for you to, you know, spend 25 years talking about tariffs as being negative and then have somebody explain to you that you're totally wrong.
The two covered a lot of other ground as well, like the Federal Reserve, TikTok, geopolitics, and immigration. With the election just 3 weeks away, polling shows the economy is the number one issue, and former President Trump has a 10-point lead over Harris. In Chicago, Grady Trimble, Fox Business.
Could Texas decide control of the U.S. Senate? The Lone Star State witnessing a high-stakes battle for its next senator.
Senator Ted Cruz not only acknowledges this tight race to Fox News, but says Texas could very well decide control of the Senate. No Democrat has won a statewide election in 30 years. Allred is making abortion rights a cornerstone in his campaign, while Cruz tells me he plans to focus on border security, job growth, and comparing their records.
Colin Allred's voting record has been hard left. He has been consistently 100% with Nancy Pelosi. That means supporting open borders. That means supporting releasing violent criminals from jail.
Allred's campaign sent us a statement saying, quote, Ted Cruz is more vulnerable now than ever, and his desperation shows it. In Dallas, Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
After a freezing start this morning, another cooler than average afternoon under mostly sunny skies. High of only 62 degrees, a northeast breeze switching back out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now clear sky, 30 degrees, 3-0, northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. Yeah, we're getting a little taste of winter this morning, Ted. Oh my goodness. 7:34 here on this Wednesday morning, October 16th, 1962. On this date, the Cuban Missile Crisis began as President John F. Kennedy was informed that reconnaissance photographs had revealed the presence of nuclear missile bases in Cuba. Thing was finally resolved, 12-13 days later, when the president, President Kennedy, and frankly, Mr. Khrushchev, cut a deal. And Khrushchev, who, you know, had a reputation of being a real hardliner, he had some people in his office in Moscow saying, let's go to war with these guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, frankly, between him and Kennedy, they got it resolved. God bless them.
Could have been World War III, you know, if different people had been involved making the decisions.
Exactly. And we had our general saying, let's go get them. Let's go into Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway, started out, I was telling you earlier this morning, I was in seventh grade when that happened. Okay. So I'm 12 years old, and all of my friends and I start out with this cloud hanging over our heads, worried that we're going to die.
Yeah.
And that kept with us, of course. And then before I got out of junior high school, Kennedy was assassinated. And before I got out of high school, Martin Luther King was assassinated. My generation and my friends, we grew up with a lot of violent,
very turbulent times in this world.
Anyway, yep. We survived. We're here today. As the 2024 election draws closer, Americans have less trust in the media than ever before. A Gallup poll published this week found a record low 31% of Americans trust the media to report the news accurately and fairly.
I'm surprised it's that high.
Meanwhile, 36% say they have absolutely zero trust in the media. The difference is even more pronounced by political affiliation. 54% of Democrats have trust in the media compared to just 12% of Republicans.
Whoa.
And 27% of independents. And about what we got here, I'm going to tell you, this is my opinion. This comes from me, and I'll tell you what. This is Cool Hand Luke. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Because what we're doing, they're looking at media as all these clowns on the cable that are giving your opinions all the time.
24 hours a day.
Nothing but opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans are apparently not sophisticated enough to know opinion.
Well, a lot of those aren't slanted towards the left, so no wonder.
Yeah.
More than 50% of Democrats trust the media.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There's a slant there.
There's obviously.
Talking heads, and I'm telling
and
you.
People listen to what they want to listen to.
The people that I've known, and you've been in journalism 30-some years or whatever, people I knew who are reporters, who do the news and want to give you the news, they're all different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are very conservative. Some of them very liberal. But they all have this dedication to try to get it right. The ones that I've known, I'm sorry. There's not a lot of people over there having these meetings late at night in dark places saying, hey, how can we slant our news? You know, okay, so how do we slant this? The victim of that shooting was not 24. They were 23. Oh, my God. We've made a mistake. Are we slanting the news? I don't know. Anyway, I'm on my soapbox this morning. I'm going to get off it real here, quick here, because I got other things to talk about. That's amazing, though. And just the mistrust, I think, is a complete miscommunication of what it is, what news is, and what opinion is.
Well,
we get it all.
Yeah, and the pendulum has swung so far to opinion and commentary rather than actual journalism that people don't know the difference anymore.
I don't think they know the difference. All right. Anyway, Ted, let's talk about something else. That's why I want to talk about something.
Or, you know, if you are a very down the middle, nobody listens to you.
Yeah.
That's why it's gone away, is because no one cares about you if you're actually reporting the facts.
It's too boring.
Yeah, you've got to be on one side or the other.
All right.
That's why it's the same problem we have with candidates. If you have a candidate that's down the middle and has great ideas, that person
is
can't even make it past the primaries.
No, they don't even
Not even close.
They don't even get considered.
Yeah.
The primaries is where you have to be outrageous.
Yeah. And that's why we get the candidates we get these days.
And then when you get an office.
Because you're so polarized.
And then they get in office and figure out, well, why can't we get anything done?
Yeah.
Well,
but if you have a candidate that's level-headed and has great ideas and is down the middle, that person is done before they even get started.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great system we have, isn't it?
We're both on our soapboxes today. This is, by the way, this is Boss's Day, so if our boss is listening, you can let us go at the end of the show. anyway, I wanted to tell you about a little personal experience. We have I got this garage we had built a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's the best garage in Riverside, okay? But it's got he's got these vents up on top. These black covers, you know what? It's got in this, and there's four of them up there. I even been up there. My wife will not let me on a ladder anymore. So I can't go up. The other day, one of these vents.
That's probably a good.
Yeah, that's a good idea. One of these vents blew off.
Oh.
You know, and one of these great windstorms we have. So I found this thing. I know what it was. But anyway, the long and short is we wanted to replace it because it left a hole in the ceiling and the roof.
You don't need that.
And the water can come in.
Critters will get in there. Yeah.
So I can't get up there.
Right.
And I don't know anybody who can get up there. To replace this, and who knows the skills? I went to Home Depot and I bought a new cover, they're pretty generic.
Mm-hmm.
The guy I found to do the work, you're going to love this, Ted. My granddaughter, Jocelyn, she has a little fellow who's her boyfriend. He goes to Gardner Plains School, high school. His name is Charlie. Charlie Pratt is his name. And he has his own truck with a toolbox in the back. And I said, Charlie, can you fix this for me? And he said, sure. So he came over last night, and I said, I'm sorry, I think you've got to have certain screws, but I said, I couldn't get up there. He said, all right. He said, I went by the store. I got screws. Takes his drill, climbs up there, and 10 minutes later, he's got this thing done, fixed. Wow. Because I'm about as handy. You know how handy I am.
Same as you.
I can't do anything.
That's why you
can barely mow the grass.
It's really good to know a guy with a truck that has a toolbox in the back.
Oh, I
like those people.
Well, like I said, he's going with my granddaughter, Jocelyn, and I think the world of her, but I told somebody the other day, if they ever break up, I'm adopting Charlie. Okay. Charlie, thanks for doing that. He won't be listening. He's going to school today, but his mom and dad may know, and they're great people. Yeah, it's always nice to have somebody handy around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. What we got coming up here? Oh, we got the Wichita Business Journal update on the way.
Very good.
Dondlinger Construction has broken ground on Wichita's much-anticipated multimodal transit and parking garage facility called The Hub.
Mm.
That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. 7:46 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council approves more spending on Flock police cameras.
Two.
A man not injured after pouring gasoline on himself and threatening suicide near Wesley Medical Center.
One.
Biden joins Trump and Harris on the campaign trail with the national election less than 3 weeks away. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on your Wednesday morning commute. We're taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm looking at the one just to the west of Rock and K96. Traffic going well there. I'm looking up a little bit to the north, though, in the Bel Air area. We have the report of a gas odor outside at 45th North and Woodlawn, just to the east of that location. Well, days ago, we had a lot of gas odor outside up in the Bel Air area. So obviously a problem somewhere up there. We've got the report of smoke outside on the southeast side of town at George Washington Boulevard and Ross Parkway. Fire crews checking that out. We did get the report of a disturbance with possible gunshots fired downtown at Central and Waco at the apartments there, but they only got one call on that. Probably nothing to it, but police are checking that out anyway. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny today with a high of 62 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 42. Thursday, sunny, breezy, and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 71 degrees. Now a clear sky, northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. 30 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A new Apple product will soon hit the shelves.
Fox on Tech.
You ready for a new iPad mini? Apple usually unveils its new products each year with its big events. In recent years since COVID, they've been highly produced, recorded presentations. And of course, most everyone remembers the live demos on stage with a turtlenecked Steve Jobs. But it was a bit out of the ordinary that Apple would reveal something just this week with a press release. But out comes the new version of the iPad mini. With its 8.3-inch liquid retina display and with casings available in four different colors and with an ultra-wide camera. But under the hood is an A17 Pro processor, and the Apple website says this new small iPad is designed to be used with Apple Intelligence, the AI from Apple, that is set to be rolled out perhaps this month. The last time Apple produced a new iPad mini was in 2021. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street Tuesday, stocks pulled back from record highs.
Adidas boosting its full-year outlook after reporting better-than-expected quarterly results. The German sportswear company is currently going through a revamp that has seen an increase in its sales. LVMH falling short of revenue expectations. The French luxury empire blaming the decline on lower demand worldwide. LVMH owns Louis Vuitton and Dior, among other high-end brands. Albertsons' quarter was better than expected. The grocery store giant's earnings were lower but topped forecasts. And the stock market tanking Tuesday. The Dow ending down 325 points, S&P 500 down 45, and the NASDAQ down 187. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Equity Bank shares Tuesday reported net income of $19.9 million in its third quarter. The bank, which is based in Wichita, said it had earnings of $1.28 per share. The bank holding company posted revenue of $84.3 million in the period.
And the local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Donlinger Construction has broken ground on Wichita's much-anticipated multimodal transit and parking garage facility called The Hub. After securing a contract with the city last month, Wichita contractor broke ground on a nearly 209,000-square-foot facility at 207 South Sycamore in Delano near Riverfront Stadium. And that's according to the company's vice president of commercial construction, Tony Kappels. Construction crews started setting up and mobilizing the project site yesterday. The construction crews will begin work on deep foundations for the facility in about 3 to 4 weeks. Kappels says Donlinger bid on the project back in August. It was approved for the contract at a September 10th Wichita City Council meeting for a $19.7 million estimate.
After days of talks between Textron Aviation and local machinist union representatives, it remains to be seen whether the machinist strike, now in its fourth week, takes additional steps toward resolution in the days ahead. Now, the company and union met again Monday after returning to the table Thursday for the first time since the strike began September 23rd. In a statement, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said the latest meeting covered IAM Local 774's revised contract proposal presented to Textron Aviation last week. The union is now waiting for the formal counter from Textron Aviation to review. That's a counter offer. Business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning with Steve and Ted. And those of you who live in the Riverside or the Northwest Wichita may have noticed over the past few months that the Kennedy Tire Store there on 13th has closed. All of a sudden, one day, it was closed. And that was usually a beehive of activity. Run out of it, what was had been a service station back in the day. I personally did a lot of business with it. I think I bought at least 4 or 5 sets of tires from Kennedy Tires over the years. And the reason was that they took care of you. If they sold you a tire, they were going to balance it and rotate it every 5,000 miles whenever you want, free of charge. They were great. They were just very down home and very nothing frills, no frills, no fancy stuff. But all of a sudden, a few months ago, it just went away. And now they've been working and rebuilding the building over there. I saw them over there yesterday tearing it up. And there's a sign that says, in Kennedy Tire says, Woody's Automotive coming soon. So apparently, Woody, whoever that is, and apparently people know who he is, or they are, Woody's going to take it over and I suppose run a little automotive shop there. But they had, well, they sold me at least, I'd say, 5 sets of tires over the past 20 years or so. Yeah, when it was Kennedy Tire. All right.
Yeah, long time Wichita.
Long time. Let's see, today is a department store day.
Okay.
Oh, but you didn't know there was a day for department stores.
Well, nor did I care.
Nor did you care. It urges us to consider how department store innovations have impacted shopping in our daily lives. In existence since the early 19th century, department stores provided safe, clean environments for the new middle class to shop. I prefer to go to a store myself rather than going online. My wife likes to do online shopping. But I'm just thinking about that. In my lifetime, growing up, the only department store I remember as a small kid, I would say, would be Sears. Had a great big store over there on Lincoln near my home.
Yeah.
And then department stores, of course, there was Macy's downtown.
Yes.
Which was terrific. And
Innes and Macy's.
Yeah, and then for a while later, David's came along.
David's was a great store.
A forerunner of like a Walmart
70s,
type of deal.
Yeah,
till it. But anyway, that's today is department store day. And yeah, have fun. go shopping.
Back in the day when, you had in Montgomery Ward and JCPenney.
They were
all the rage for a while.
7:54 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And hey. It's only 30 degrees out there right now. And I tell you what, I had the thought to get out and unhook my garden hoses last night. I'm glad I did because they might have frozen up this morning and you don't want that to happen. All right. Of course, got the weather for you, here on Steve and Ted. We keep you posted on the weather.
Of course.
And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, what do we got, Ted? Oh, we got the latest on that, President Biden joining Trump and Harris on the campaign trail. Getting a little crowded out there. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we got a good football coach birthday today. We'll talk about in sports coming up.
And entertainment news. The Blur is always a treat.
Once again, fantastic audio coming your way in The Blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. Don't miss it.
And, of course, traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.